Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, folks, please do. I guess for 2 hours today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, for those that have been listening, it's interesting that over the last, month and a half, I have been highlighting the people that have been dying in droves as the herds are being thinned out by the said globalists. That's their intent. That's what they said. And what's interesting about that is on an everyday basis, I'm highlighting at least 5 to 7 people, public people that we are all aware of that just passed away. And I've been doing that because it's the most important issue. You can put that up against Amos 8:3. It's a sign of judgment upon a nation that refuses to keep his commandments. The people have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And then they get what they deserve because they didn't take heed to the commandments of the Lord. Psalm 19:11. Okay? So with that, I just want to, I'm refreshing them every day, so I'm not like dragging up the same news from yesterday, unless I have to make a point concerning the topic of the day, but it's always fresh individuals that I'm bringing up concerning the topics and the news as to what we're addressing. Here's another one. I wanted to highlight this really quick. Don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but again, it is that important because people are suddenly dying all over the world, and this is happening right in front of our faces. This one pulled up right as I got off the airplane from California at 11:24 yesterday evening in the state of Minnesota. Fox News executive Alan Komissaroff dies after a heart attack. Now, he looked like a pretty young man to me, friends. I don't know if he looks like an old man to you, but he's a pretty young guy. He was 47 years old, and he, of course, dies after a heart attack. Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you something I brought up over the last week. This young man right here, the C.J. Harris, the former American Idol contestant, whose sudden death left his family members shocked. He died from a heart attack, okay? Folks, if you look at what's going on, these experimental jabs, what they're doing is they're putting a poison into your body, and what happens is it begins to create blood clots. They're taking from autopsies individuals that are dying, and they're going to their heart, and they're going to their aorta, and they're pulling out these long webs of clots from their hearts, okay? You can rest assured, friends, almost 100% positive that's exactly what Lisa Marie died from. Matter of fact, 2 days before, she looked like she was going to fall over. And you'll always notice this like orange white color to their skin, like the blood flow, their circulation is really bad. Well, when she died, it didn't come as a surprise to me because I suspected that she was just like the rest of them. She was promoting the experimental jabs, and little did she know that the devil that I continuously try to warn these people of proved my point once again that they're all expendable. And what are you going to do when he comes after you? And there's nobody left to stand up for you, friends. Well, you're going to have to pay the piper, too. Now they're paying the piper. But what's interesting about going back to C.J. Harris here, the American Idol, who suddenly died of a heart attack. He was a young man, too, friends. He was in his early 30s. But they said that they're not going to do an autopsy. Did you hear what I said? They're not going to do an autopsy on his body. They don't want an autopsy. Matter of fact, I have a couple people that I know of, even locally here, that have had people pass away from these experimental jabs. And the hospitals, for the life of them, will not release their death certificates. Okay, because they don't want you to take a test. They don't want an autopsy. Because the minute they take the autopsy, friends, they're going to know exactly what this is about. Now, stopping there and showing you C.J. Harris, they don't want to have an autopsy because it will expose those that are responsible again for the experimental jabs and this genocide that's taking place on a global basis. What's interesting to note is just last week I highlighted two different videos of one individual who had a friend who lost a daughter to the experimental jab. She was in her teens, and what happened is the government came in and they told them, basically, if you just shut your mouth about what's going on, we'll pay for funeral costs. We want you to rename yourselves. We want to move you to a different location so you can start all over again. But if you don't do what we say, then we're going to destroy you through the media. I played that video. And then I also highlighted another video of a doctor highlighting an individual who lost his 15-year-old son, where FEMA came in and they basically told the family, we would like to go ahead and pay for funeral costs, so on and so forth, but there is stipulation to what we're asking you. In other words, friends, the federal government is coming in, these unconstitutional agencies acting in an unconstitutional, unlawful manner are coming in trying to extort the people to submit so people don't catch on to what's going on. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that at this point. There's too many people that are in the pocket that know exactly what's going on. You can talk to your neighbors, friends. You can talk to the guy at the gas station, at the grocery store. You can talk to him, friends, anywhere and everywhere. And 8 times, if not 9 times, if not 10 times out of 10, you're going to find that they suspected the same thing was going on. Okay? And they're going to agree with what you have to say. Now, catching up. I was just in California. I'm back in the saddle here. I'm in the studios. I can play videos. Everything will be grandiosa. What I'm going to do on the other side of this hard break, I'm going to come right back, and I want to show you the video that I couldn't play for you audibly. I narrated through it, but I'm going to play it audibly. And this is where the CEO of Pfizer was caught and confronted on the streets of Davos. Okay, and I got to tell you, honestly, I'm surprised the guy made it from point A to point B. Because I suspect there's a lot of people out there that have lost family members that have now caught on to what in fact is really happening. And those that are pushing this agenda, those that are responsible for the death of their family members, I suspect it's just a matter of time before somebody catches up to them. So when I show you the CEO of Pfizer and how he's caught and confronted on the streets of Davos, I am seriously, in all sincerity, asking the question, how did that guy get to the other end of the street? Because everybody knew exactly who these two journalists, I said journalists, real journalists, that were asking real questions that the people needed answers to. Okay, I'm going to play that right on the other side, and we're going to get caught up from there. We're going to be talking about today a government that murders is not a government but the people. And what's happening here all over the United States of America, friends, is absolutely astounding. This is not a government of the people, friends. This is a government that's working for special interest groups to basically lower the population on a global basis. They're not working for you. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over and play a piece that I wanted to play for you while I was in California. I had my little remote studio with me at that particular time, but I was having issues with the sound in California. And so we're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota, 4 to 6 inches of brand new snow. And I'm going to go ahead and play this for you because I want you to check this out. This is two journalists. Journalists, friends, that were asking real questions, questions that the people at large on a global basis wanted answers to. And I want you to hear as to how they confronted the CEO of Pfizer, who all the well knows what he's doing. And here's my take on the whole thing here, is his silence speaks volumes. What are your thoughts? Check this out. Social media platforms, top left side of the page, Sons of Liberty Media.com, before it's news.
Mr. Borlaug, can I ask
you, of this page.
When did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret?
See what happens when you ask the people that are responsible for this agenda? They have no answer.
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir? To give refunds back to the country?
Okay, and here I am. I just want to make clear. We have commandments. And if we keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, we will understand, concerning judgments, we will understand righteousness and peace. We're not looking for, at any time, an apology. We're not looking for an apology from these criminals. They know all the well what they're doing, watching this CEO from Pfizer not answering the questions. He's not answering them because these are not softballs. These are real questions. And what he's looking forward to, friends, is getting back in front of the state-controlled media, which includes Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS News, and the list goes on, because he knows that they're helping him push the agenda. Well, these people are not. But again, I want to make clear, we're not looking for an apology. We're looking for justice. And these criminals need to be held accountable for their crimes against the people at large on this planet. Period. Okay, so let's watch the rest of this.
Countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine.
Yeah, you have to go there.
Oh, and folks, here's another thing. It's not ineffective. It's totally effective. And it's bringing about the results that they sought. Okay? Again, if you at any time still have in you some deception to believe that these people are well-intended, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. They're not well-intended. They've been exposed for fraud, for crimes against humanity over and over and over again. And here we are on to another one, and we're asking the same people the same questions. And guess what's going to happen, friends? They're going to do it again. Because they're going to regroup and they're going to create another crisis, and they're going to, in the pill, in the jam, will be what it is that they want to bring out politically. Okay? And here we are again. Check this out.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
I'd be scared to death if I was this guy.
You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions?
Why no apology, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of?
And keep in mind, all those that are helping him and guiding him and surrounding him, friends, they're all beneficiaries of these crimes as well. And that's what they're doing. And again, they don't understand they're expendable. Neither does Mr. Albert Bourla, the Pfizer CEO. By the way, he's worth $42 million that we know of. $42 million. This is the guy that sold, one of the guys that sold you the plandemic. And the fact of the matter is, when he's asked by the people that he wanted to, by force, make comply to what he was selling, he will not answer the question. That's, to me, very telling, friends. And the fruits in the basket concerning the results of his said vaccines, 6.5 million people dead at this point on a global basis. The CEO of Pfizer being confronted.
How much money have you personally made off the vaccine?
How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings? Nothing?
Who did you meet with here in secret? Will you disclose who you met
with? Yeah, in
their
secret meetings, friends. Duh. I mean, let's think about what's going on.
Who did you pay commissions
to? Look at him smile at the camera.
In the past, Pfizer has paid $2.3 billion in fines for deceptive marketing. Have you engaged in
$2.3 billion in deceptive measures? Listen carefully, folks.
Are you under investigation like you were before for your deceptive marketing, sir?
If any other product in the world doesn't work as promised, you get a refund. Should you not refund to countries that laid out billions?
See, this guy's questioning it's good overall, but he's not going far enough. The people on a global basis have been desensitized. They have been taught to go ahead and drop their guards and suffer the abuses of such people as this. That's not what law teaches, friends. They're not above the law neither. And there needs to be justice. And justice is not going to be brought about by politicians in federal or state governments. No, as a matter of fact, it's federal government, all the way from the White House, all the way down to state governments and mayors that are trying to make you force comply. And we're dealing with this, as a matter of fact, in the state of Minnesota, once again. Let's watch the rest of this up until the break, and then we'll get to the next point.
For your ineffective vaccine.
Are you used to only sympathetic media, so you don't know how to answer any questions?
Is that it?
Shame on you, sir.
Shame on you. That's Albert Bourla, the boss of Pfizer. His people were pushing us around a little bit.
Right, he's pretty fit. I don't reckon he's had one jab.
I'm huffing and puffing a bit. At least I didn't have any myocarditis.
Okay, so you just heard that. I don't believe he's had one jab. Well, here's the thing, friends. I just highlighted this as a matter of fact. For anybody to suggest that any one of these that are selling you these experimental jabs has taken the jab, you're sadly mistaken. Well, Bradley, they did it on television. No, we've already showed you the videos, friends, as to how they use these little syringes with these springed needles and these plungers on the end of them and how Hollywood uses them. They're fake. Matter of fact, we even showed you some of the videos, friends, where the needle didn't even go into the arm. We even showed you in some cases, friends, where they were going around to the back of the shoulder, the way the camera was positioned, and it made a mistake and moved, and you could see the needle never went into the arm. And isn't it interesting how all these politicians had to make it a point, and these actors had to make it a point on a global basis, and I'm literally talking about actors, celebrities as they like to be called, how they had to go on TV to lead the flock to take the same poison that they allegedly took. But look at this. President of Spanish pharma company on the list of over 2,200 people with faked vaccine papers. In other words, they never took the said experimental jabs. Breitbart just reported that. Americans, I mean, we got to come to the reality, and we have to go further with the truth and demand a response concerning what's going on here if we want justice. If we're going to keep taking the answers that the mainstream media gives us, you can already see that they're constantly changing their narrative 24/7 to fit whatever sort of scenario comes their way. And contradiction, hypocrisy, that's what they are. So they have no shame. And the only way that they're going to be ashamed is when you Americans play the law and you take it to them and demand justice. So, in part, I'm really glad that these guys did what they did. In all sincerity, I'm really surprised that this guy made it to the end of the street because it's just a matter of time. Why do you say that, Bradley? Is that some sort of a threat? No. History teaches us you can only oppress a people for so long. I do a whole show on this. Of dictators and kings of the past who thought that they were above the law and they could do whatever they wanted to do to the people. Well, guess what? Sooner or later, the people rose up and they said, no more. We're not going to suffer your abuses anymore. I was just in California spending some time with my friend Tony Roman at Basilico. As you all know who he is, he's the guy that refused to bend the knee to that tyrant in the States named Gavin Newsom. And interestingly enough, I met a guy from Romania, and he actually experienced in 1989 the younger generation that would not submit to the tyrannical acts that their forefathers or their fathers and their mothers submitted to for over 40 years. Well, the dictator came out, and he tried it, and guess what happened? The younger generation stood up, and they executed him. Am I suggesting that? I'm saying nope. That's the history of man. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden told a roomful of U.S. mayors Friday that his plan to rebuild America doesn't work without them.
You affect people's quality of life more than any other group of people in the world. And mayors know the measure of success isn't how many partisan points you score.
The White House event was the culmination of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Part of the goal of the meeting was for mayors to let the Biden administration know that the money that has already gone out in grants was spent productively. A former Navy SEAL has been killed in Ukraine. A U.S. Navy official confirmed Daniel Swift's death this week, saying it's unclear why he was in the Eastern European country. Swift was a special warfare operator and had been listed as an active deserter. Existing home sales are continuing to drop. The National Association of Realtors says they've hit a 12-year low, dropping another 1.5% in December. That drop marks the 11th straight month they've fallen. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Just taking strides here, friends, little by little, incrementally giving you the information that very far and few between want to give you. Hey, folks, it's the truth that makes you free. John 8:32, not the compromise. Folks, not diplomatic answers. No, we want the truth. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. We want real answers to real questions, period. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Lots of responses on social media platform. Would love to hear your thoughts. Let's keep it to the topic, okay? We're going to cover much today in the next hour and a half here. China's population is now falling, okay? Of course it is. Their government's been attacking them. They have a long history of this. This is what happens when you worship false gods. As a matter of fact, if you look at Mao Zedong, if you know anything about the history of Mao Zedong in China, he murdered his own people, his political opposition. He created droughts. It said that he murdered 20 to 40 million of his own people. Stalin did the same thing. Remember, he was God? Remember, they warred against God? No, dictators want to be God. So they try to put themselves in the place of God, and they attack the things of God. And how does it always end for those that attack the things of God? Well, they reap what they sow. Okay? The Lord's not going to be mocked, nor are you going to touch his glory in any sense of the word. Read Isaiah 14. Satan tried to do the same thing. But these people in China, they're learning the hard way. Just like in America, just like in Germany, just like in France, just like in Australia, just like all over the world to the people that are still tolerating these individuals that are driving this narrative, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it. We have a dictator, communist, named Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota. He's the governor that the mainstream media wants you to believe that 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota reelected so they can be abused more by the likes of a Tim Walz. Now he's talking about bringing forth a bill to force jab children. Hey, Timmy, ain't going to happen, dog. And yes, you earned that disrespect. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. But it's happening. And keep in mind what I'm talking about right now, because you're going to recollect what I'm talking about now in just a couple minutes. China's population falls. I wanted to go back to Mao Zedong really quick in China. Do you know that the grandchildren that lost their grandparents because of the murderous dictates of a totalitarian communist system under Mao Zedong killed their grandparents? Do you know that when they go into throughout the cities in China, Mao Zedong's picture is everywhere. The grandchildren are worshiping the likes of a Mao Zedong that, in fact, killed their grandparents to the equivalency of 20 to 40 million people. This is how ignorant a people can become. Joseph Stalin, after he killed up to 60 million of his own people, he was called the father to his nation. I'm not making this up, right? And the list goes on. The list goes on. They have a problem with the things of the Lord. Well, guess what? The Lord's children have a problem with you. And that's why they're preaching out against you. And they're going to continuously do so. And reproving the work of darkness. Ephesians 5:11. Okay, so with that said, we can see what's happening in China right now. The population is falling. Yes, because they're killing them off. Right? We all know that. Okay, so this is leading up into my next portion that I want to share with you as to what's going on in Minnesota. Okay? If they can't get you through the experimental jabs, since 1973, they want you to believe that you have a right to violate God's moral law in killing innocent babies. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But they want you to believe that you have a right to do it because they said so. Well, guess what? The state is trying to usurp the authority of God. I was just in the state capital of Minnesota 3 weeks ago, two and a half, 3 weeks ago. Everywhere, friends, and I showed you many of these quotes from the Lord. Moses in the Ten Commandments, and warnings from the likes of a John Locke, one of the three that established English common law in the United States of America, where he said, where the law ends, God's moral law ends, Exodus 20, tyranny begins. And it's everywhere you go. And then our politicians put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God that they're going to uphold the enumerated laws, and then they tear it down. Oh my goodness, do you not know that the Lord holds you accountable for your oath as well? And it's for us, the people in this country, who are the law under God, to enforce that law against these people when they don't do it. And we have provision in the U.S. Constitution in doing so. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay? And if you want to go to Scripture concerning their oaths, go to Deuteronomy 23:23. And Numbers 30, verse 2. You will find it there. Look what they're doing in New York. For some reason or another, the people in the United States believe somehow or another that your said representatives have a right to advocate for murder, namely the innocent in the womb. Look at this. New York will offer free. Notice how it's always free when it kills. Wait a second. There's nothing free that comes from the government. It's we, the people that work, that are being taxed without representation, thrown into a coffer where these criminals steal our tax dollars at will and then reallocate to the bureaucracies that they create. And they want you to believe that they're doing the people a service in this country when they're murdering. You notice how vaccines are free? Notice how abortion pills, now they want to make them free too? Is this insanity? Is this even the United States of America anymore? Hey, folks, I got a question for you. A government that murders is not a government of the people. In America, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Are we giving them permission to kill our babies for free? That's what they want you to believe. Hey, folks, if you're looking for the face of a murderer, look at what these murderers are advocating for. Murder. What is it that they must be responsible for? I can tell you, if they're trying to produce more fruit to the glory of the devil that they serve, John 10:10, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, I'll tell you what, folks, they just are blatantly exhibiting themselves, mask off, showing the world as to who they are and what it is that they advocate for. Furthermore, they are also showing you who they work for, and it's not the American people. In any sense of the word. New York will offer free abortion pills. Wow, isn't that interesting? Free. They want you to believe it's free. Just like these free, going back to vaccinations again, free vaccines. Come in for your free vaccination. Really? You do understand, Americans, as to how all of these big pharma companies are making billions of dollars, right? You've been paying attention to all these bills that Donald Trump and Joe Biden have been passing illegally, as if to suggest they're working for we the people when they're doing that. No. They're stealing our tax dollars. So, well, the first thing they do is they create the crisis. They give you the answer. Okay, so there's a virus they can't prove, and they never could. And then all of a sudden they want to say, now you need to take a vaccination to deal with the virus that we can't prove. And what we're going to do is we're going to have it up in the shadows, and it's going to be all ready to go. And then we're going to have Donald Trump come out and say that he's the father of the vaccine and everybody needs to take it like he is today. And then what happens is they want you to believe that you can get a free vaccination when, in fact, what you don't realize is you paid for that to your own demise, Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out. And they're also lining the pockets of Big Pharma. Where did that money come from? How are they making billions of dollars? Through the bills that they're signing. So your money is being stolen from the coffers, and they're going to Big Pharma, and then the politicians reap the benefits by taking money under the table. Oh, don't tell me that's not how it's working, because it is. Read Amos 5:7. That's exactly what is happening in the United States of America. So I'm going to take this phone call really quick, and then I'm going to get back over to this because I want to show you what's happening in the state of Minnesota. And then I want to get to a couple other things that I talked about yesterday. And, of course, the cowards want to go ahead and take shots at Bradley, but I'm going to go ahead and call them out for who they are. Okay? So just hang on a second. Steve from Michigan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, so am I. I'm 100% veteran, by the way. You look like a veteran. Anyhow. Well, I just want to say, you know, I watched a video this morning on Rumble, of course. I will do nothing but Rumble. And it was on, up in Canada, this drag queen stuff, and I'm sure you probably covered it before, but the reason I'm talking about this is it's like when Jesus was talking to his apostles, and he says, you'll know last days, it'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah, and you can get the picture of how this is looking more like it would have been Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot and the two angels that come in there, and they were trying to protect Lot, and then the crowd, they wanted the angels to come out so they could know them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. We are close to Christ coming back, and I thank you for what you're doing for everybody. I'm sure you're blessed in God.
I'm blessed when I get to hear from guys like you from all over the country that are listening to it. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I've always said this, Steve, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you facts, and I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm adamant about what I'm doing, because first I love the Lord, and he gave me that love in Romans 5:5. And it's also interesting, I love man, and I don't like when man's being lied to, and I don't like being lied to, so therefore I want to make sure that they know that they're being lied to by showing them the truth. That's going to make them free. And that's what we've been doing for 23 years. But I appreciate your comments. I totally do, Steve, and I am blessed in God, and I appreciate your phone call very much. We're going to take a hard break here, friends. I'm sorry, not a hard break, a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this. Steve, check out Genesis 18 and 19. That's the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Gomorrah, and that's in the Old Testament. Check that out and then align it to what you're talking about. Cool? Just wanted to make sure you got the context. Amen. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Second, guys, doing live radio, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this because I'm going to highlight this in just a moment, and I want to pull it up for you. I always want you to see it for yourself because when you see it for yourself, folks, there's no denying it. And the media is trying to say that Mr. Billy Bob here did not say what he said, but I want you to hear what he said in context, and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to put it up on social media platforms, okay? Notice what he talks about. He wants to depopulate the world, okay? He said if we do a really good job on vaccines and reproductive health, Planned Parenthood, murder mills, that's what he's talking about. And keep in mind, Bill Gates' dad was a board member of Planned Parenthood. And Bill's daddy said of him that he received his demonized ideologies, because that's where it came from, concerning population control. It came from him working at Planned Parenthood. Okay, but I want you to check this out, and I want you to listen to this, because this is going to be pertinent to the very things that we're going to be talking about in just a second here. Check this out. Okay.
About $9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so you heard what he said.
Reproductive health services.
Okay, I want you to hear it
again. Really great job on.
Here, let me do this.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about $9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We could lower that by 10 or 15%. I want to make clear that the mainstream media is trying to basically denounce. They're trying to distance themselves from this comment that Bill Gates made. And, of course, he's the one paying for this, right? But they're saying, the fact checkers are saying he didn't say what you just heard. And I kept it in context. I didn't take it out of context. It's what Billy Bob said. So if they're not using vaccinations, friends, then what they want to do is they want to get it through abortion, murder. And I highlighted the show today that a government that murders its own. Here, I want to say this because I can see people online right now. I can see how many people are live right now on a couple different chats. I want to tell you something right now. The very thing that you don't want to hear concerning this next topic, this is exactly why you're in trouble. Because you now know Bradley's going to point his finger back at you and say that you are accomplices to the crime of abortion, as they call it. Murder. The murder of the innocent in the womb. Okay, now just think, if you actually stood up and you dealt with those that call themselves representatives that think somehow or another, and assuming authority, that they can kill, pass bills to kill babies and murder babies, the word murder is the word that is correct here in context, that they want you to believe that they have a right to pass a bill to make sure that babies are murdered in the womb. Okay, that's happening because the American people don't want to hear it. I'm here to tell you, Scripture is very clear. The blood of the innocent, listen to me, America, it's on your hands. For everything corruption does through the incumbent falls to the American people. It is a reflection of the American people, and you are considered accomplices by tolerating what it is that they're doing before God and man. Period. I don't like to hear that. It doesn't matter if you like to hear it. You're responsible for it. If 3,000 to 4,000 more babies are murdered tomorrow, it's because the American people tolerated it. Do you know that since 1973, there's been up to 63 to 70 million murders in the womb? Because the American people gave a pass to the government, just a few, that said, we can go ahead and illegally sanction the murder of the innocent. Okay? Okay, so instead of the people in this country dealing with the few that advocated for the crimes of up to 70 million babies in the present, instead of dealing with them, they allowed them to spread themselves like leaven. Wicked doctrines. Filling their baskets filled with wicked fruit concerning the numbers of the innocent that have been murdered in the womb. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to understand God's mercy, let me tell you how it works. When His judgments are in the earth, through the church, keeping His commandments in dealing with the wicked, He said, then and only then will the inhabitants of the earth learn righteousness. It's when the people on any continent, on the globe, decide to say, we've had enough of your corruption, we are going to deal with you lawfully, regardless if you like it or not, we will have our way with you, we are going to hold you accountable for your crimes, regardless of what issue it is that they're trying to push on you right now, then and only then will you understand the mercy of God. The mercy of God falls to the innocent while you protect them. Okay? When a judge drops the gavel upon the heads of the wicked to the fullest extent of the law, and deterring crime, Proverbs 16:6, there is mercy to the innocent and a society at large. Mercy is not when you sit there and continuously give a pass to those that are murdering innocent babies or pushing forth an illegal agenda the way that you're allowing them to continuously push it. That is not mercy. That's stupidity. Because sooner or later, if you want to do it man's way, you can do that, but they're going to be at your front door sooner or later trying to force it into your arm. Rest assured, Amos 6:3 tells us that's exactly what's going to happen. concerning how a reign of terror will come to your door because you failed to deal with the wicked. What does Jonah 2:8 tell us? It's just coming to my aid right now. Those that forsake their own mercies, what is it? They observe lying vanities. You observe lying vanities, and in the process of doing that, you forsake your own mercies. No. Hey, folks, in some countries, they were talking about drunk drivers just a couple minutes ago. I'm sorry, at the beginning of the hour. And they were talking about drunk drivers, and I just said, well, you know what's interesting? 12,000 people in America every year are slaughtered in the streets every year. You know what a judge did in California in 1992? He told the drunk driver who was busted 19 times for drinking and driving, he needed to move closer to the liquor store. Isn't that funny? Isn't that cute? No. The joke's on the innocent, because they're the ones that are getting slaughtered on the street because of these lawless idiots that don't know what no means. Okay? Do you know what happens if you drink and drive in El Salvador, the very first offense? You're lined up and shot. Why? Because they value life. Americans, you have it completely backwards. You show mercy to the innocent by dealing with the wicked. You don't give them a pass. That's not the mercy of God. Are you kidding me? That's unscriptural. And I look at the innocent babies that are being murdered in the womb today. And I've even heard people at speaking engagements, speaking of Michigan, I remember one guy got up and started talking about how we need to pray for these people. Is that what David did? And is that all he did? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He was set as a light to his country in dealing with the wicked nations and subduing them to righteousness. And I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh. I'm not talking about force. I know some of you ignorant, biblically illiterates, I know that's where you're going to take it, but that's not what I'm telling you. But I am telling you that if someone's going to put a knife to a little baby inside of a womb and chop up its baby parts and sell it, and you all the well know what's going on, and then have your government advocated, and then on top of it make you pay for it like they are, you're suffering abuses to the very ones that are supposed to be serving by magnifying the law against the crime, not the other way around. So you deserve exactly what you get. The innocent in the womb do not deserve what they're getting. The criminals deserve what they should be getting, but they're not getting it because those people are too ignorant to understand what God's mercy really is. Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. I had James Dean. He was a judge from Cambridge, Minnesota, up on the radio with us once. This is 10 years ago. And he was known as the judge that had zero tolerance for those that partied in his county, drinking and driving in the gist, DUI, drugging and driving. And if you drank and you drove, or you did drugs and you drove in his county, he would drop the gavel to the fullest extent of the law to send the message to the criminals that we are not going to tolerate your crimes. And he also sent a message to the innocent, the constituents throughout the county, as to how much he loved freedom. And first and foremost, how much he loved them. How much he loved them. Folks, we're going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to get to this, and then I want to go back and I want to highlight some of the things that I was talking about yesterday. And of course, I have some of the cowards out there that want to go ahead and take shots, and I want to set that straight too. I think folks are contending at times, right? Jude 3 and 4. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.